We've heard how learning multiple languages is good for your brain, but could the language you speak actually influence your behaviour? Like, for example, whether you smoke or how much you save for your pension. Keith Chen from UCLA has been investigating the strange effects of speaking a language without a future tense.
This is very widespread. So, for example, what's interesting is that even though English is a Germanic language, it's actually an outlier amongst Germanic languages on this dimension of needing to grammatically indicate that you're speaking about a future tense or about a future event. So, for example, it's very, very natural to say, morgen regnet es, or es regnet morgen, it rained tomorrow, or tomorrow it rain. Whereas if in English, you'd have to say it will rain tomorrow or it's going to rain tomorrow. You'd basically have to indicate that this is going to happen in the future.
Okay, so does this difference in the way the languages are built, does it affect how we think?
Yeah, so there's a lot of evidence in both kind of cognitive linguistics and in psychology that when your languages force you to pay attention to the fact that the future is different than the present, that subtly makes the future feel a little bit further away than if your language didn't, like German. And where I'm most interested in this effect is the fact that languages that grammatically differentiate between the future and the present make the future and the present feel ever so slightly more psychologically distant from each other. Or another way of putting that is that makes your future self feel slightly further away than your kind of current concerns. And what I was interested in is whether or not that actually makes it harder for you to engage in either savings behavior or healthy exercise and savings behaviors, like exercising now so that you'll be healthier in the future, or not smoking now so that you'll be healthier in the future, or not engaging in unsafe sex so that you'll be healthier in the future.
So if we have a future tense, you're, say, future me, I will be going to the gym. The fact that I'm changing the way I talk is making me separate the future from the present to a greater degree than if I didn't have this future tense. Is that right?
Exactly.
How did you test this then?
So what I do is I gather these very, very large data sets that are collected from all around the world where some families speak a language that equate the future and the present, while other families speak languages that make no grammatical distinction between the present and the future. And then what I'm interested in is whether those families, after controlling for a whole bunch of different features of the family, whether those families appear to save more, whether those families appear to smoke less, whether they exercise more, and in the long run, whether they're in better health. What's amazing is, because of these large data sets, we're actually able to control for a tremendous amount. So we're able to say, let's find, say, two families, both of which live in Brussels, on the same block and attend the same church, both of whom have exactly the same level of education and the exact same level of income. But one family speaks Flemish while the other speaks French. And then what we find is that between those two families, the family whose language does not break apart the future and the present saves 30% more each year, and as a result, kind of retires with 25% more in total retirement savings. In addition to that, in any given year, they're 20 to 24% less likely to report smoking, the adults in the family. They're 13 to 17% less likely to be medically obese at the time of retirement. And amazingly, in surveys, when asked, the last time you had sex with someone who was not your partner, did you use a condom? They're 21% more likely to say yes.
Oh, wow. So this is quite some numbers here.
Yeah, these are amazingly large effects.
In your study, you've controlled for lots of things like wealth and location. But language, I suppose, comes with a lot of cultural baggage. Someone who speaks French is likely to come from a different culture of someone who speaks Flemish. So have you been able to control for that?
Absolutely. That's the number one confound here, is that you worry, exactly as you say, that language carries with it or is highly correlated with a lot of different cultural values. One thing that makes us confident that while cultural effects are there, they're not what are causing these results, is that there are 9 countries around the world where native speakers speak both futured and futureless languages. And in every single one of those countries, the speakers whose language break the future and the present from each other save less, smoke more, are more obese, and tend to retire with less in savings. So if it's a cultural feature, for some reason, all around the world, it seems to tie extremely tightly to this grammatical dimension.
Does this mean that we see in countries like Germany that as a whole, the country's just doing a little bit better because everyone's being a bit wiser?
This actually has national effects. When you look at the OECD, okay, which is an association of already developed, rich, democratic countries, there's a good amount of variation. You'll be upset to know that both the United States and the United Kingdom, because they speak English, and we're the second and the third worst countries in the OECD in terms of how much we save every year. You know, we're on average like 10 to 15% lower in our national savings rates than, for example, Germany, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Sweden, Estonia. Like we save less than all of these countries. There's only one country that's worse than the United States or the United Kingdom, and its language also breaks the present from the future, and that's Greece.
Oh dear, oops. So I guess the next question is there any way as English speakers we can adopt this way of thinking and sort of get the benefits of a future tenseless language?
A common feature of self-help advice in English is to make lists of goals and plans that you want to achieve and to write those things in the present tense without grammatically separating them from your current self.
From a personal point of view, say I want to go to the gym more, I should write a list saying Georgia go to gym instead of Georgia will go to the gym.
Absolutely. I think your listeners should definitely try this. And in many studies, it's been shown to help. For example, you know, one simple thing would be instead of saying like, I will go to the gym, right? You can just say, you know, like this week I go to the gym or tomorrow I go to the gym. Like you could just try and kind of make it seem much more of a concrete plan and kind of literally express it in the present tense. Maybe even more powerfully, you could try and frame it as an identity. You can say like, this week, I'm an exercise maniac or this week, you know, I'm a gym rat.
Note to self, make a list, go to the gym, become gym rat. That was Keith Chen from UCLA.